cool show coming next week to the Donnelly Stevens Convention Center, the Franchises Show, or the Franchise Show. Fred Cox here to chat about that. He's the president of National Event Management. Fred, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the program.
Oh, thank you. Is it exactly what I think it is, a chance for people to find out what it is to be a franchisee and talk to people and companies that are maybe providing opportunities to do so?
Exactly. This is a once-a-year opportunity where franchises from all over North America have come to Chicagoland and to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center next weekend specifically, who think their franchise is going to be successful in the area, and they likely have three or four potential locations for them, and they are looking to meet people who want to own their own business. And so this is a great opportunity for anybody. Certainly, I know your listeners are people who are interested in making more money, in finding a better path towards retirement, but really sort of making the most of their current financial situation, and most importantly, really enjoying what they do. And for someone who's thought about business ownership as potentially being right for them, this event is really a must-attend show to go out and learn what it's all about. You can see over 70 different franchise concepts at the show, you know, meet all the different current franchisors and franchise owners and franchisees who also come to the show to educate people on what it's like to be on the other side of the fence. And just a great way to get educated on what business ownership is all about.
When I think about franchises, my thoughts go right to fast food, and then that's where they stop. But that's great, the restaurant side of things. But there's franchises, I'm sure, in all sorts of industries, right?
There absolutely is. You're right. This one happens to be presented by Rosati's Pizza, which is a great Chicago brand. So we're excited that they've taken title sponsorship. But no, beyond that, you're right. That's the first thing people go to from the classic McDonald's and Wendy's models, which are great examples of franchises that have been so tremendous for franchisees over the years. And everybody wants to own a McDonald's from 20 years ago and just see that success. But yes, every industry is covered off. And that's the great thing. Within our over 70 franchises, there's probably 25 different industries that are covered here. So everything from pet care to home services, financial companies, beauty companies, construction companies, wellness, property care, senior care. And it's really all about, you know, this whole thing is honestly about finding the right fit between a franchisee and a franchisor. And somebody, you know, everyone's past is going to be different on what their skill set is all about, what they're good at, what they're going to bring to the business. And that's really, really what it's all about. And franchising certainly has the full spectrum of industries covered in terms of the franchise model being put to great use to help people sort of find the easiest and safest way to own a business and to really sort of be in business, you know, by yourself, but not needing to know everything and have all the answers yourself. So, which is a key to being successful.
We love small business owners here, and we encourage people to start them up. If you're doing it on your own small business, and you look at the 5 years of who is still in business, they aren't pretty numbers. It is a hard thing to do. Is it more lucrative? Not lucrative is not the right word. Are people more likely to still be in business as a franchisee in 5 years than if they started on their own?
They really are. And there's even a seminar at the show taking place on Sunday afternoon that sort of talks about exactly that, about starting your own business and sort of franchising versus small business startup. And they will certainly have all the exact stats down to the numbers of how much better it is to be successful in owning a franchise within a system. But absolutely, the numbers are way better when you're a part of a franchise. And that's the reality is, from all the past that people have done in other businesses and other walks of life that they've done up until this point, they're going to be bringing usually one, maybe two aspects to the table in terms of they might have been in marketing, they might have been in sales, they might have been in finance and accounting. But very seldom has somebody sort of crossed the whole spectrum of the four or five different pillars that you're going to need a little piece of to own an entire business. And that's where the franchise model will really help people and be able to provide that support structure. And the real big thing is people have made mistakes before. And it's the usual thing. You'd love to own the sort of third or fourth sort of iteration of a business after mistakes have been made, after capital's been put in, after, you know, branding has been proven. And what doesn't work has been proven not to work. And that's the beauty of these franchises that have been successfully running in many other states and many other cities. And that's where when our franchisors are bringing them to town in Chicago, they think the demographics are going to be right. And that's where it really then becomes more about finding the fit between a potential franchisee and a franchisor, and finding the one that the business owner is going to be really passionate about.
Right.
And someone they really get along with, and someone who has those supplemental skills that you're referring to, which is going to really heavily increase the chances of being successful.
Yep, and that sounds awesome. It looks cool. I'm on the website right now, thefranchiseshowinfo.com. The Franchise Show, it's the 12th and 13th. That's next Saturday and Sunday at Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. $10 online and at the door to get in. Fred, I appreciate you sharing this with us. Cool opportunity for people. Take care.
Thank you very much.